Every day since October 7th, the organization WikiLeaks has published thousands of emails hacked from John Podesta's private email account. Podesta is the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The candidate is the Democratic Party nominee. The emails have contained some embarrassing information about the inner workings of the campaign. They show a campaign that has struggled to improve an imperfect candidate. They show that in March, aides were aware that Clinton was uncomfortable with the media. The emails suggested she was not connecting with regular Americans and did not have a clear message for voters. Another release this week includes some messages that contain offensive comments made by campaign staffers about Christian teachings. The emails also show the campaign struggling to deal with questions and criticism about Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. And a collection of messages about China deal with Clinton's statements about confronting that country's government as chief of the State Department. The release includes a 2013 speech Clinton gave privately. She has refused to make the speech public. The released document suggests Clinton told Chinese officials that the U.S. might take more regional action to contain the North Korean missile threat. She reportedly said the U.S. would possibly send additional ships to the area. Clinton reportedly said in the speech, "We're going to ring China with missile defense. We're going to put more of our fleet in the area. So China, come on. You either control them or we're going to have to defend against them." Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump has used the information to insult his opponent. At a gathering this week, Trump called the hacked campaign emails unbelievable. He urged voters to read the messages released by WikiLeaks. He said the emails, in his words, make more clear than ever just how much is at stake in November and how unattractive and dishonest our country has become. The emails are likely to be a problem for Clinton during the next few weeks. Americans vote on Tuesday, November 8th. The Clinton campaign has declined to confirm or deny the truthfulness of the released emails. John Podesta says he is helping federal agents investigating Russia's possible involvement in the hacking. The Russian government has denied all involvement. Podesta says Russia may be trying to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election to favor Trump. Trump has said he admires President Vladimir Putin. John Podesta says the timing of the WikiLeaks release was not by chance. He suggested the release was connected to the recent leaked video involving Trump. On the recording, the candidate made vulgar comments about women. WikiLeaks has said it will continue to release thousands of additional emails from the Podesta hack every day until the election. I'm Dorothy Gundy.